Today, it is a great pleasure for us to have a Pastor Ida with us.
今天我们很荣幸的有伊达牧师来到我们当中，来释放神的话语。
Pastor Ida was born and raised in India.
伊达牧师是在印度出生跟长大。
Then he came to United States.Obtained a Master of Divinity degree at Detroit Baptist Seminary.
之后，他来到底特律浸信会神学院，拿到他的道学硕士。
At the present time, he is a pastor serving the Hamtramck Church.
现在他在 Hamtramck 教会做牧师。
今天他的师母也在我们当中。Today.Mrs. Ida is also with us. We would like to recognize Jean Ida. Would you please so stand up?
谢谢 Jean. Thank you, Jean. And let me pass the pulpit to Pastor Ida.
All right.
我们有宇伦弟兄为他做翻译。
Good morning. How is everyone doing today? Good. I'm going to be in the book of Daniel. Chapter 1-3. Daniel chapter
1-3.
We want to take this opportunity to thank you for inviting me here to be this morning.
我想借这个机会感谢大家今天早上邀请我到这里来。
When Pastor Terry invited me to come and speak, he said,
Pastor Smith 牧师他邀请我来的时候他这样说。
Okay, an Indian speaking English to a Chinese translator, to a Chinese church. Let the games begin, he says.
我说哦，不错不错，一个印度人说着英国话，然后还有一个中国人做翻译，还要给中国教会讲道，我们马上开始。
I was instantly reminded of the challenge before me.
我马上就意识到这挑战有多大。
I am from India and have been in this country for just 6 years.
我来自印度，我到这个国家只有六年的时间。
However, it has been 4 years since I've spoken through a translator.
我上一次用翻译讲道已经是4年以前了。
I cannot tell you how much I've missed this opportunity.
我非常怀念这样的机会。
We have services in India where we have 3 translators at one time.
我在印度的时候讲过道，然后一次有三个人做翻译，翻译成三种语言。
So when I speak, the next time I get to speak is 5 minutes later.
我说一句话以后要等五分钟才能讲下一句话。
It's hard to keep track in your mind, you know.
非常难。
It amazes me that even though we come from different backgrounds and speak different languages, we have one very strong foundation, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这不是很奇妙吗？虽然我们来自不同的语言背景，我们也不同的文化，但是我们有共同的基础，就是耶稣基督。
With Christ as our foundation, we can have sweet fellowship that is unique.
耶稣基督就是我们的基础，所以我们可以有独一无二的团契。
God is doing many great things in China.As well as in the hearts of many Chinese people around the world.
我知道神在中国做了许多大事，在全球的华人的心里面也做了很多奇妙的事。
This church is a living testimony of that fact.
这个教会就是这样的见证。
And that's why I feel privileged to share God's word with you this morning.
我很荣幸今天早上可以跟大家来讲道。
My message, as I mentioned, is from the book of Daniel, and in this, Daniel makes some assertions concerning our God.That ought to encourage those who claim to be Christians.
我今天的信息是来自但以理书。但以理他的信息，鼓励了今天的基督徒。
Especially if you are a Christian living in hopeless times or seemingly hopeless times.
特别是如果你是一个基督徒，但是你仍然觉得自己在一个绝望的处境当中。
I know that in India believers face many afflictions.
我知道在印度，基督徒有许多的迫害。
My dad was in Saudi Arabia and preached to a congregation of believers who were meeting in a soundproof room.
我的父亲曾在沙特阿拉伯讲道，当时那个会众必须在一个隔音的房间里面聚会。
The reason they did this is because it's illegal to preach in Saudi Arabia any other religion than Islam.
原因是在沙特阿拉伯只有伊斯兰是合法的，其他的宗教都是非法的。
Now these believers knew that they would be killed if one of the officials found out that believers gathered in this place.
这些基督徒知道，如果被官方发现他们在这里聚会的话，有可能会被处死。
But there was something that was deep in the hearts of these believers that gave them hope in this troubled time.
但是在这些基督徒心中有许多很深的盼望，使他们在这样绝望的处境中仍然能够前进。
I've heard many stories of believers who have this kind of hope in India as well.
我在印度也听说了许多这样的基督徒。
Now, if you are feeling hopeless this morning.The story of Daniel is placed in the Bible to show you that there is unshakable hope in troubled times because God controls all things.
如果你今天晚上也感，今天早上也感到很绝望的话，那么但以理书的信息就是说给你听的。他告诉你，在最绝望的时候，神仍然在掌权。
The God that Daniel served and the God that we believe in is in control of all things.
但以理所侍奉的神，我们所相信的这位神。他永远掌权。
He rules all things at all times.
他在一切的事情上都掌权。
Now, in order to see how God is sovereign, we need to examine the background of Daniel's story.
那么要看神如何来掌权呢？我们来看一下但以理书这个故事的背景。
Firstly, let us observe the historical setting in which this was written.
我们来看一下这个书写成的历史背景。
Starting with Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
我们来看但以理书第一章第一到第二节。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put it in the treasure house of his God.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放入他神的库中。
The historical setting in these two verses is clear.
我们很清楚地看到在这两节里面所交代的历史背景。
Nebuchadnezzar was a king, a leading monarch of his time.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒是当时世界上最强力的君王之一。
He was considered a deity by his people.
在他的臣民看来，他就是神。
No one even dared to even cross him or ever disagree with him.
没有人敢于挑战他，也没有人敢于跟他有不同意见。
Observe with me in these two verses, though, that even though Nebuchadnezzar's the strong king besieges Judah, it is God who hands over Judah to him.
我们一起来看这两节经文里面说，虽然说尼布甲尼撒他。围困了犹大城，但是真正把犹大城交到他手中的是神。
After Judah is besieged by Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel enters the scene.
把神把犹大交到他手中之后，但以理就出场了。
Let's look at how God is in complete control, even in a pagan nation with pagan people.
我们来看看，在一个不信神的国家、不信神的人民当中，神怎么还是掌权的？
God controls kings and rulers at all times.
神在一切的时候掌权，他掌管君王和贵胄。
There is never a time in history where God is out of control.
在历史上从来没有一个时刻神没有在掌权。
Now this fact gives the people of God incredible hope during troubling times.
这个事实是神子民在最无助的时候也感到有盼望。
The way I define hopeless or troubling times is when situations or circumstances seem hopeless in spite of doing right in the sight of the Lord.
我怎么样来定义绝望或者是无助呢？就是在这样的情况下，你虽然做了好像在神眼里是正确的事情，可是你还是被迫害，还是无助。
An example of this kind of hopeless or troubling time is being persecuted when you claim the name of Christ.
比如说，在某些情况下，你如果宣称神的名，你就要被迫害。
There are people who would persecute you in diverse ways because you call yourself a Christian.
有这样的情况，仅仅因为你称自己是一个基督徒，就有许多人会以不同的方式来迫害你。
As previously observed, God gave Judah to the hand of a pagan king.
就像之前所说的，神把犹大交在一个外邦的王的手里面。
Why did God give or hand over His people to a pagan king?
为什么神要把他的子民交给一个不信神的君王呢？
The answer lies in 2 Chronicles 36:5.
答案在历代志下36章第5节可以找到。
The people of God were basically punished by God because of their rebellion.
神的子民受到神的惩罚是因为他们的悖逆。
God in His sovereignty gave Judah and His people to the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar.
神在他的主权下把犹大交给了尼布甲尼撒王。
Let me read 2 Chronicles 36:5 for you.
我们一起来读历代志下36章第5节。
Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king.And he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God.
约雅敬登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王11年，行耶和华他神眼中看为恶的事。
This is the very king that was handed over to Nebuchadnezzar by God.
这就是神所交给尼布甲尼撒王的那个犹大王。
And the reason God gave him to Nebuchadnezzar was because he rebelled against the God of Judah.
那么神把他交到巴比伦王手中的原因就是因为他悖逆了神。
Everything that he did was contrary to the very nature of God.
他做的所有的事情都跟神的本性相违背。
This was sufficient reason for God to hand over Judah to the pagan and ungodly king.
这就是神为什么要把他交给一个不信神的信外邦神的一个君王。
In Daniel chapter 1 verse 2, the Hebrew word used for the word Lord is Adonai.
在但以理书第一章第二节，在原文希伯来文所称为的神这个字是 Adonai.
It indicates that God was in control of this seemingly hopeless situation for Judah.
那 Adonai 这个词的意思就是说，神他在这个看起来很绝望的这个时候，他仍然是掌权的。
Adonai means owner, ruler, or sovereign.
Adonai 直接的意思是主人、管理、王权。
This means that Daniel's Lord, Yahweh, was still the ruler above all rulers.
那么这个字的意思就是说，但以理的主耶和华仍然是在万事上掌权。
He does not answer to anyone but himself.
他只对自己负责。
He does not fear anyone.
他不惧怕任何人。
There is never a time in history when God panics.
在人的历史当中，神从来不会恐慌。
There is never a time in history where God is not in control.
神永远掌权。
God is in control. God's control is also seen in the fact that He gave this whole nation, Judah and Jehoiakim, into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar.
神掌权还体现在是他把犹大的整个国家还有犹大王约雅敬交到尼布甲尼撒王手里面。
Nebuchadnezzar's world-class military expertise or brilliance was not the cause that led to the demise of Judah.
尼布甲尼撒王他的军事天才不是犹大沦陷的原因。
It was not even the fact that he was the strongest ruler in the known world that led to the capture of Judah.
甚至也不是因为他是当时最强大的君主。也不是这个原因。
The text states that God, our sovereign ruler, was the one that ultimately gave Judah into the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar.
圣经清楚地写着，是我们的神，这位主掌权的王，把犹大交在了尼布甲尼撒王的手里面。
Now there are two aspects concerning the character of God that should give us great hope.
我们从这里可以看到神的两个特质，可以给我们很大的希望。
As mentioned before, God is in complete control at all times.
之前说到第一点就是神他在任何的情况下都掌权。
But secondly and more importantly, there is no government or ruler, no matter how powerful they may seem in the world, that can overrule God's rule.
第二点更实际的来讲，就是在这个世界上的政府或者是掌权者，不管你看起来他们好像有多强大，他们都没有超过神的掌权。
What can a believer take from these truths about God?
一个信徒可以从这些真理当中得到什么呢？
A believer has a sure, strong foundation in our Lord.
信徒在我们的神身上有非常强的信心。
There might be evil rulers in power, and they might be winning the day.
你今天可能看到有一些人，他们不信神，但是他们仍然掌权，而且他们好像有很大的能力。
However, God's truth abides forever.
但是神的信，神的真理永远长存。
God's rule abides forever.
神的掌管永远在这里。
Therefore, we must never give up hope.
所以我们永远不要放弃希望。
We can also see from the story of Daniel that God listens to the cry of his people and is ultimately concerned for his glory.
我们从但以的故事中还可以看出一点，就是神他听他子民的呼求，而且他也看重他自己的荣耀。
God cannot be dethroned as God.
神从来不会褪去他的王冠。
Humanly speaking, there might be times when situations around us seem miserable.
从人的角度来说，有许多的时候，好像我们周围的情况很糟糕。
In our weakest moments, this might lead us to conclude that all is lost and there is no hope.
在我们最虚弱的时候，我们甚至会觉得完蛋了，一切都完了，没希望了。
What we need to realize is that God is always concerned about His glory.
但是我们要意识到的是，神永远都看重他自己的荣耀。
He is God and there is no other.
他是神，没有其他的神。
Since He is God and is concerned about His glory, there is never a situation that would dethrone Him as God or a situation that in which ultimately His glory cannot be seen.
正因为他是神，而且他很看重自己的荣耀，所以无论在什么时候，神的王冠都不会褪去，无论在什么时候，他的荣耀都要彰显。
Let's look at verse 2 again real quick.
我们再看一下第二节。
And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put in the treasure of his God.
主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
In this verse, the author parallels Nebuchadnezzar's God with Daniel's God.
在这一节里面，作者提到了尼布甲尼撒王的神和但以理的神。
The author points to Nebuchadnezzar's God as his God in verse 2, who is set in contrast to Daniel's Yahweh or the God.
这个作者他在提到尼布甲尼撒王的神的时候是说他的神，但是在提到但以理的神的时候是说神或者是耶和华。
Now in the English translation, this is pointed out by the capitalization of the letter G when referring to Daniel's God.
那这个在英语里面是怎么区分的呢？就是在提到但以理的神的时候 ，God 那个 G 是大写的。
What the author is pointing out is that Nebuchadnezzar's God is not God at all.
那作者的意思就是说，尼布甲尼撒王的那个神其实不是神，根本就不是神。
It is Daniel's God that gave Judah into Nebuchadnezzar's hand.
不是尼布甲尼撒王的神把犹大交在他自己手里，而是但以理的神把犹大交在他的手里。
As one commentator puts it, the opposition in this verse between the God and his God may reflect the author's belief that Yahweh was not just one God among the many in the Babylonian pantheon, but he was the God.
那有一位解经家就这样指出了，那在巴比伦当时有泛神的信仰，就觉得世界上有很多神。那作者这么写的意思就是说，耶和华神他不是那许多神中的一位。
Yahweh is the real God, all other gods are illusions.
耶和华是真正的神，其他的神其实都是虚幻的。
God is the owner of all wisdom and power, and therefore his glory is being revealed at all times.
神有丰富的智慧和能力，所以他的荣耀在一切时刻都会彰显出来。
This unattainable glory is what makes our God God.
这不可遮盖的荣耀就是神的本相。
He is always glorified in the entire universe.
他在整个宇宙中都要得到荣耀。
Everything was made by him for this reason.
一切被造物都是为这个原因而被造的。
This is what gives purpose to his creation.
这给了整个被造的世界它的意义。
The glory of God must be our all-consuming passion that translates into life goals.
神的荣耀它会有一种改变生命的力量。
What is the glory of God?
那神的荣耀究竟是什么？
God's glory perhaps can be defined as the going public of his perfections.
那我们可能可以这样来定义神的荣耀，就是它的完全的属性得到彰显。
This is perhaps best seen in Isaiah 6, where the author says, Holy, 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 is the Lord Almighty, the whole earth is filled with His glory.
所以就可以在以赛亚书第六章当中看到， 经文说圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
From this verse, I derive that the thrice holy God is glorified when his perfections through his holiness are made public.
我从这些经文当中看到，这个被三次称呼圣哉的神，当他的完全的属性彰显出来的时候，他就得到了荣耀。
In this case, his glory is seen in Daniel's life when he reveals a difficult dream to the king that no other man could interpret.
在但以理的故事当中，神的荣耀如此彰显，使得但以理能够解释一个没有人能解释的梦。
The best magicians of Babylon were utter failures when compared to the God of Daniel.
巴比伦那些最优秀的术士在跟但以理的神相比的时候都失败了。
The king had a dream and threatened all his magicians with death if they could not interpret it correctly.
巴比伦王就做了一个梦，于是他就威胁所有的术士，如果你们不能把这个梦解出来，就把你们处死。
Look with me in chapter 2 verses 5 and 6.
第二章第五到第六节说，
The king replied to the astrologers, "This is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble. But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me."
王回答加勒底人说，梦我已经忘了，你们若不将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必被凌迟，你们的房屋必成为粪堆。你们若将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必从我这里得赐品和赏赐并大尊荣。现在你们要将梦和梦的讲解告诉我。
Now in those days when the king threatens you, it's not a small threat.
在那个时候，如果有一个国王这样跟你说，那可不是说说的。
Neither is it an empty threat.
它不是空话。
Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was one of the leading monarchs of his time.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒是当时最强大的君主之一。
Like I said, his people almost worshipped him.
就像我之前说的，他的人民敬拜他，就像神一样。
So when this king said that he was going to take the lives of people from them, he was extremely serious.
如果这个国王跟你说他要你的命，他真的是要你的命。
Now this was a seemingly hopeless situation, would you agree?
一个绝望的处境降临了，不是吗？
Now Daniel was also one of those wise men in the king's court.
那但以理当时也是在国王的王宫里面一个智者。
His life was also in danger.
他的生命也受到了威胁。
But look at where he put his hope.
我们来看看但以理他是怎么样把他的希望呢？
When he heard the news, it might have seemed like a hopeless situation for Daniel as well.
当他听到这个消息的时候，对但以理来说，绝望的处境也降临了。
Now verse 12 shows us that the king comes through with his word.
我们看到第十二节，国王他怎么说的？
Look with me in verse 12. This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon.
十二节说，因此王气愤愤地大发烈怒，吩咐灭绝巴比伦的所有的哲士。
But in the seemingly hopeless situation, Daniel's God was displaying his glory by revealing the contents of this dream to Daniel.
但在这个绝望的处境当中，但以理的神把他的荣耀彰显出来，告诉了但以理这个梦。
Daniel did not depend on other known sources for interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
但以理没有靠其他的已知的那些东西来解释王的梦。
He had a much stronger foundation.
他的基础更为坚固。
His hope was in the God.
他的希望是在那一位独一无二的神身上。
This is why he begs God to have mercy on him and reveal the content of the king's dream.For God's glory.
所以他就求神，因为神自己荣耀的缘故，把这个梦的解释告诉他。
God in His mercy showed Daniel the king's dream.
神怜悯但以理，就告诉但以理那国王的梦。
And verses 20 and 23, 20 to 23 show us His praise of God for this.
第二十到二十三节，是但以理的赞美。
Now the verses read like this. Verses 20 to 23 of chapter 2. And Daniel said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God, of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king.
这些经文这样读到，我们赞美神的名，他有丰富的智慧和能力，他在一切时间掌权，他在国王身上掌权，他智慧和丰富的能力在一切的事情上掌权，他将隐藏的事情显露出来，他知道黑暗的，他知道黑暗中的事，然后让光照耀他们。我感谢你主，我的父，你给了我智慧和能力，你将我所不知道的事情告诉我，你将国王的梦告诉我。
In these verses, Daniel reveals what I believe are three major characteristics of God that bring him all the glory.
在这些经文当中，神把但以理把神的三个属性告诉了我们。
God knows all things.
第一是神是全知的。
Nothing is hidden from God.
没有什么是神不知道的。
He is also all powerful.
他是全能的。
No situation is tough for God.
没有什么事情是神不能做的。
God is also the source of all true wisdom.
神也是一切智慧的来源。
It was neither the brilliance of the scientists of Nebuchadnezzar, nor the metaphysical geniuses of his magicians that revealed the dream of the king.
那科学家没有解除王的梦，他的那些巴比伦的术士也没有解开王的梦。
God is the one that ultimately reveals the dream of the king.
神是最终解开王梦的那一位。
Now this is the kind of God we serve, folks.
这就是我们所侍奉的神。
Nothing can thwart God's plan.
没有什么可以把神的计划给扭曲。
We exist to bring this great God glory.
我们生存的目的就是为了让神的荣耀得到彰显。
This is Daniel's sure foundation, and I hope it's yours too.
那这就是但以理的根基。你的根基是什么呢？
I'd like to apply this in three different ways for believers.
那我想从这节经文可以带出三个应用点。
Now we serve a great God.
第一，我们侍奉的是一位伟大的神。
He has given us the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他给了我们耶稣基督福音的大好消息。
We have the great opportunity to share the gospel with unbelievers around us.
我们有这样好的机会，可以跟周围不信的人来宣讲耶稣基督福音的好消息。
Sometimes sharing the gospel can be extremely dangerous, depending on our surroundings.
那有的时候在一定的环境下来传福音是很危险的。
Should we then give up hope of sharing the gospel because situations are dangerous?
我们是不是应该放弃希望呢？因为太危险了。
Sometimes it can be humiliating to share the gospel.
有时候你跟人家讲福音是很没面子的。
People might shame you.
别人可能会觉得你很傻。
Should we give up hope of sharing the gospel then?
我们是不是应该放弃希望，就不传福音算了呢？
My answer is no.
我的答案是不。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is still God.
因为神还是神。
He is still in control.
他仍然是掌权的。
He has gifted the entire humankind with the loving message of the gospel.
他给整个人类耶稣基督福音的好消息。
And he has given us authority to go and share the gospel.
他给了我们这样的权柄，可以去传福音。
Now the ruler who rules every ruler has given us a mission.
万王之王，所有的掌权者的掌权者，给了我们一个任务。
We should share the gospel.
我们要去传福音。
Secondly, as believers, we must never be characterized by fear.
第二，我们是基督徒，所以我们永远不应该被绝望和害怕所占领。
The only one we must fear is God.
我们唯一应该惧怕的是神。
We must never fear man.
我们不应该怕人。
The day we start fearing man is the day we have forgotten our purpose in life.
当你开始惧怕人的时候，你就忘记了你生命的意义。
What is our purpose? We were made to display the glory of this great God through our lives.
我们生命的意义是什么呢？我们就是被造，就是为了让这位伟大的神的荣耀在我们身上能够彰显。
This is not only done by what we say, but how we live.
这不是只是说说的，是看我们怎么行。
We must be willing to put everything on the line for God.
我们必须把一切都放在神那里。
How can we do this?
我们怎么做呢?
How can we put our careers, our finances, our retirement, our dreams all down for the sake of God?
我们怎么能把我们的职业、我们的经济、我们的梦想、我们的退休生活都放在神的面前都放下呢?
We can do this by understanding the ultimate purpose of our existence.
我们来想一想我们存在的终极的意义。
We must consider it an amazing privilege as human beings to display the glory of God through our lives.
我们想一想我们是何等的荣耀居然能把神的荣耀在我们身上得到彰显。
Just as Daniel without fear stood for his faith in God, we must be willing to live boldly for God.
但以理因为他神的缘故无所畏惧我们也应该这样为神勇敢地活。
No location, no ruler, no power on earth should fear us.
在这个世界上没有任何的地方没有任何的权柄能使我们感到害怕。
We must not be afraid to share the gospel.
我们不能害怕要勇敢地传福音。
We have a sure foundation in our God.
我们在神的身上有坚实的基础。
Thirdly, we must live lives that are characterized with integrity.
第三我们必须过一个圣洁的生活。
Just as Daniel lived a life of integrity.
就像但以理他过了一个圣洁的生活。
Even in difficult times.
在很困难的时候。
We must be characterized as people who are passionate about making God's name famous.
我们的生命应该如此燃烧为神的国度为神的名而燃烧。
We do this by living the right kind of life.
我们要过一个圣洁公义的生活。
So many Christians are characterized by hypocrisy.
许多的基督徒他们生活很虚伪。
We are more concerned of how we look in front of others than we are about glorifying God.
我们更加注重自己在别人面前看起来怎么样。至于荣耀神好像不怎么。
This is probably one of the reasons our lives in private are different from our lives in church.
这可能就是为什么我们私下里的生活和我们在教会的生活看起来很不一样的原因。
We must be the same person at all times if weclaim to know God.
如果你宣称自己知道神的话你必须在任何时候任何地方都是一样的。
Cut off the mediocrity.
放弃平庸。
Cut off the hypocrisy.
放弃虚伪。
It's all in or nothing. You're all in or you're not in at all.
你要么就信神要么就不信不能半信不信。
Walk the talk.
我们不只有一张嘴还有两条腿。
I'm not saying that we will never fall.
我不是说我们不会跌倒。
Unfortunately, we have our sinful nature.
我们身上还是有罪的本性。
However, we must not whine about our struggles.
可是我们不是为我们的不是为我们的这样的不能得到圣洁的生活只是哭哭啼啼。
If we are serious about our walk, then like Daniel, we must make war with our sin so that God will be glorified through us.
如果我们真想过一个圣洁生活，我们就应该像但以理一样，对我们的罪开战。
Lastly,
最后
if you don't believe in this God,
如果你今天还没有信主
let me tell you, there is only one God.
世界上其实只有一位神。
Right now, you might have your own making that you call God.
今天你可能自己心里面有一个什么东西，你觉得它是最重要，你称它为神。
Let me reveal to you, there is only one God.
是我告诉你，其实真正的神只有一位。
The gods of your making, they are not God.
你心里所造出来的那个，它其实不是神。
And this God, he's the sovereign ruler of the world.
我所说的这位神，他是这个世界的掌管者。
As an unbeliever, you might say, if there is God, why is there so much evil in this world?
你可能会觉得说，哎，那如果神掌管世界，为什么这个世界上有那么多的不义呢
？You see, God is also a patient God.
但是你看到神其实他有丰富的怜悯和忍耐。
But he is ultimately concerned about his glory.
但他最终所关注的是他的荣耀。
As John Piper says, God is most glorified in us when we, as believers, are most satisfied in him.
那布道家 John Piper 说当我们在神里面无限满足时，神得到了最大的荣耀。
So let me end with this. As Christians, we can glorify God when in the most evil and heinous of situations, we say God is enough.
这就是我们基督徒所说的，在最绝望的处境当中，我们仍然能够相信神。
God is enough.
神的恩典充充满满，我们说。
He is my all.
他是我一切所爱。
He is all I need.
他是我一切所需。
God is enough.
神的恩典充充满满。
Evil never catches God by surprise, nor does it please God.
罪恶从来不会让神大吃一惊，但是罪恶也不会使神喜悦。
In fact, there is a day when Jesus is coming back.
实际上有一天耶稣会回来。
And when he comes back, he is coming back as king.
当他回来的时候，他成为王。
I plead you this morning, please come to Jesus.
我请求你今天早上，我请求你来到他的面前吧。
He has sent his son to die instead of you.
他把他
for the crimes that you committed against him.
他把他的儿子差来为你的罪而死。
He is pursuing a relationship with you.
他在寻找你。
Believe on this great God.
来相信这位伟大的神吧。
Come to him.
来到他的面前吧。
May the Lord bless the reading and preaching of his word today. Let's pray.
求神来祝福他的话语，我们来祷告。
Oh God, you are a great God.
主啊，你是伟大的神。
What you do are great things.
你行伟大的事。
You are a good God.
你是一个伟大的神，你是一个正义的神。
You are good all the time.
你是永远公义的神。
You're coming back.
你会回来。
Until that day.
直到那一天
Let us praise you
让我们来赞美你
with all that we have
用我们的一切来赞美你
In your name
奉你的名祷告
Amen
Amen